back with B92's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Woo! Stay right there.
Oh, what was that?
B92's
no.
Mikey and the Mrs.
No.
Show is on the way.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Don't you try to end this.
I mean, they can.
All right, here's the thing. You know how, like, in Terminator and stuff like that, all of the computers rise up and they start to figure things out? That's what happens in the studio. The computer goes, this show sucks. And then it just tries to go to a commercial without us. Okay. You're going to listen to this sucky show, computer.
Well, this is a very important news story. It's about farts and burps.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's a poll out that found the average person, so they averaged it out, holds in 338 farts and burps each year. 338. So that's not even one per day.
No.
So do you think you are average or do you think you're above average? Do you hold in more or less than 338 a year?
A year.
Farts and burps combined.
I hope. Because, well, how many we hold in. Not how many we have, but right. How many we hold in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out. Because I can't do that at work. I'm not going to crack off a stanky one in this office. We don't even have any windows that open.
I will tell you, I rarely hold it in.
You just let them go?
All the time.
Do they just not make sounds?
Sometimes they don't make sound. But it's a risk.
Do you just go crop dusting through like the Bloomington Walmart or what?
It depends on how gassy I am.
I've never been more turned on.
Bull crap. You know that
oh,
I know. Just
I know. We'll be watching Netflix and then just kapow. And then she's like, that was me, as if I didn't know.
I know. He hears it, but I still say, I just farted. Every time.
Fellas.
Well, doy.
Princesses are real. One day you'll find yours.
All right. They're also saying other things about the study, like people have muted themselves on Zoom to burp or pass gas before. Have you ever muted yourself?
Oh, yeah.
To do that?
Okay. Yes.
Summer is supposedly the time of year when we hold in the most farts.
I wonder why, though.
It's because we're out and about and around more people.
Oh.
And they're saying that passing gas is the most embarrassing thing you can do in public.
You ever just like, you ever like crack them off when you're like taking the dogs for a walk or you're like on a run? Have you ever been like jogging and you're like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. But the problem is that I've got headphones in and I'm not really sure if it's, you know, within earshot.
Yeah.
So the park, like 4 o'clock in the morning, it's really dark at the park, and I always take out the dogs.
Yeah.
Quite frequently.
Okay, all I have to say about this is, guys, they're normal. Just get
really
used to it. Why are we embarrassed by farts and burps?
Yeah, come on, guys. Jeez.
All right, and then last, they have voted on the world's worst public toilet. The world's worst.
Okay, got it.
It's in
Thailand?
No. Tajikistan?
Okay. So what's wrong with that toilet?
Two walls are just a sheet. It's built on a pile of rocks with rats and snakes all around it. It looks like an outhouse that's about to fall down. And then the two walls that are just a sheet, people sometimes use as toilet paper.
Okay. All right.
There's a picture, and I'm afraid to look at the picture.
Okay.
Anyway, nowhere in the United States was voted the world's worst public toilet. So we've got something going for us.
I don't know. Some of those in Zion are contenders.
Gross.
All right, she's looking at pictures. We'll be back.